I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A guy named Spencer White from California recently got him a 1982 AMC DeLorean, which, of course, is from, well, Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
He took it out on the highway on Friday night, and as he was driving, he realized, oh, my gosh, I'm going 85 miles per hour.
Uh-oh.
Now, in Back to the Future, maybe you haven't seen it, the DeLorean would travel back in time when it hit 88 miles per hour. So Spencer,
a little faster.
Just a little, like a little nudge of the pedal. So he figured maybe he could crank it up to 88 just to see what happened. Well, he did, and he didn't actually travel back in time, but he did speed right past a cop.
There it is.
Who pulled him over and gave him a speeding ticket. How would you not give the guy a break, right? Like, it's a DeLorean. I'm not saying any car, but if you're in a DeLorean, you're allowed to get, like, a warning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to try it to see if it'll work.
Yeah, so I guess if you have a DeLorean, that's not going to get you out of your ticket. A 19-year-old guy named Jude is a student at Santa Fe College in Gainesville, Florida, and a few weeks ago, he missed a test in his math class. So last week, he went to meet with his professor and asked her if he could make up the test. She said no, so he grabbed her and blocked her from leaving her office until she agreed to give him another test.
A very calm reaction, clearly.
Yeah, she told him she was calling the cops. He let her go and started crying. So she ran out, went to her classroom to start teaching another class. Jude followed her in there and kept disrupting that class, so she did end up calling the cops. Jude was arrested for false imprisonment and battery. It's not clear why he missed the original test, but this may have something to do with it. Back on the 8th, he was arrested on 6 drug charges, including cocaine, marijuana, and prescription drug possession.
A cold, hard criminal.
So, yeah. Like, that's going to work. Like, I'm not letting you out of here till you give me the test.
Right.
Let me take it. Oh, okay. Since you really want to take it and you're holding me against my will, here you go. I'll give you bonus credit. And your final dummy of the day story today, a 35-year-old guy named Mark Jones and a 28-year-old guy named Robert Earl.
Who? Mark Jones.
Mark Jones.
They were fishing in Tennessee over the weekend, and at one point, they wandered onto a guy's property, and the guy yelled, "Hey, get out of here." I mean, you can't trespass, right? So they told him to go away. Well, they responded by mooning him and tipping over his porta potty.
Oh, gross.
Oh, crap.
I mean,
that is kind of, I mean, you can moon somebody. It's like, hey, forget you. But if you tip over somebody's porta potty, that's disgusting. So he called the cops on him. And called the cops on him, and that's when the police tracked them down. They found out that Mark and Robert had more than 40 bass in their fishing boat, which is way over the legal limit of 5 per person. So because they'd showed some ass, they got arrested for their illegal bass. There you go. Those right there, your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During a photo session, comedian Kathy Griffin posed with the bloody head of President Trump. The photo was not well received on social media. Even Chelsea Clinton and Kathy's pal Anderson Cooper were unimpressed. Chelsea said, "This is vile and wrong. It's never funny to joke about killing the president." Anderson Cooper said, "For the record, I am appalled by the photo shoot Kathy Griffin took part in. It is clearly disgusting and inappropriate." After all the backlash, Kathy herself posted an apology video last night.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to kind of hurt herself, too. One of the casinos she was booked at, I see, dropped her coming up for a future show she's going to do. So
did Squatty Potty, who did a commercial with her.
And let's not knock Squatty Potty, because honestly, if they're listening, hey, it's Joe, I have a Squatty Potty, and it does amazing things for your poo.
Has it changed your life?
It does. It honestly is like the greatest thing ever, the Squatty Potty.
What's it called?
Oh, I believe you're talking about the Squatty Potty?
Ariana
Grande. Don't worry, I won't post anything that bad. You might just see me drunk in my bathroom.
Ariana Grande's Manchester Benefit concert is scheduled to be held this Sunday, and it will be featuring huge acts including Coldplay, Pharrell, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, and more. Proceeds will go to all the families affected by the attack. Actor Robert Pattinson says that he was nearly fired from the set of his first Twilight movie that was released in 2008. The actor told the New York Times that he stirred up some trouble on the Twilight set to the point where his agents had to come intervene. He previously said that his method acting approach landed him in some hot water on the set, and he was reportedly fighting with various people to the point of almost getting fired.
What was he doing? Like, come here, I need to suck your blood.
I don't know.
I have to bite people. I'm a vampire.
Method acting means like kind of like trying to really act like the characters, though, probably. In 1996, a 34-year-old sixth grade teacher, Mary Kay Letourneau, started a sexual relationship with one of her students who was then 12. They had met the first time when he was only in second grade. In 1997, she was arrested after getting pregnant with his child and was sentenced to 7 years in prison for child rape. She gave birth to a second child of his when she was behind bars. And then when she was released from prison, they got married. Now, after 12 years of marriage, her husband and former student has filed for legal separation because he says they've been having issues for a while now but are still committed to being good parents to their children.
Something's got to be messed up, right? Not that there's a difference with an age gap when you get older, but like, wow, like the attraction there on both sides. Like for the young boy that's a man too now, it's like, what?
Well,
she's
a pedophile.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't think we look down on women as much when they go after young boys as men going after young girls. But it's still like both sides are creepy. Like he'd continue to want to be with her.
Totally weird. Ed Sheeran is not engaged to his girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn. The engagement rumors came from Russell Crowe.
Hold up, what?
Yeah. Remember when Russell Crowe referred to Cherry as Ed's fiance during a recent Facebook live chat? Well, Ed was asked about the alleged engagement and said, you know, he's only met Cherry once and I didn't introduce her. I didn't say anything. I think he just assumed. But no, we're not engaged. That is the garbage.
Tell me something good.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Before we get into a What's Good Wednesday, want to give a shout out real quick to Randy and his daughter Noah. They just called us a second ago and they're like, hey, we're going to be listening around this time. And Noah sounded so cute. She's
yes.
like, can I talk to Alex?
Have a good day at school, Noah. You look beautiful. We love you.
And thanks for listening this morning. All right, let's get into it, Alex. What do you got for a What's Good Wednesday?
This 19-year-old Army mechanic named Keaton got to go home and see his family for Memorial Day weekend at the last minute. And he's stationed at Fort Hood in Texas, but he's from Granite City, Illinois, near St. Louis. But he couldn't afford a full-price ticket, so he was stuck at the airport in Dallas for 2 days over the weekend trying to fly standby. So this 35-year-old guy named Josh was there waiting to fly home to St. Louis also. And when he found out how long Keaton had waited, he offered to give him his ticket. This is the thing, though. The airline wouldn't let him transfer a ticket like that. Oh. So Josh called his wife and explained what was going on, and they decided to just buy him an extra ticket. So Keaton talked to a reporter on the phone after he got home and said he probably wouldn't have even made it home if they hadn't helped. The ticket cost about $350. And after he bought it, Josh says Keaton walked up and asked if he could give him a big hug. And the hug, he said, was worth way more than the money he spent. He says that the fact that his dad was in the military was one of the things that motivated him to help Keaton out.
It's so cool when people actually step up and see that, you know, like, because he probably would not have got home.
Yep.
All right. My Dummy of the Day story reminds me of my childhood. If you buy a ring at a flea market, usually, you know, the best case scenario is that it doesn't turn your finger green, you know, because it's probably fake and busted.
Yeah.
Well, a woman's story actually kind of changed that whole scenario. It's like the best case thing ever. A woman in London, England paid $15 for a costume jewelry ring at a flea market about 30 years ago.
Wow.
She just liked how it looked. So she's like, okay. And she wore it all the time. But earlier this year, a jeweler saw it and told her she should have it appraised because it actually looked like real jewelry.
No way.
Could you imagine that? Like, there's no way.
I'd be so excited.
Well, check this out, Alex. So she took it to some jewelry place out there, and it turned out, yeah, it was an actual diamond ring. The costume jewel was actually a 26.67 carat diamond that's worth approximately $450,000.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Dang. Whoa. The whole time, you're like, oh, yeah, I can borrow that. Like, little kids playing with it, running around like, I'm a princess.
Mommy's going shopping.
Is that Alex's kind of ring right there? You're like, yeah, I could do a 26.67 carat.
I mean, she could buy a house and then some.
Oh my gosh, imagine that right there.
$450,000. She thought it was fake.
In 30 years, like, not to be like negative, but what could you have done with your life? It's so cool. I'm going to look at the positive here, but oh my gosh.
That is awesome.
Those are some good stories for you this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah! Getting into it this morning. Yeah, that's my wrestling voice.
Like, what wrestling voice would you have, Alex, if you were in the ring with a microphone? That's how you would talk to people?
Yeah.
Hello. I am here to scare you. I will put you in a butt lock.
That's what my noise would be.
What would your finishing move be? I think mine would do something with like a scissor lock with my legs and a fart.
I think it'd be... Whoa, boom!
Oh, something like this?
Exactly.
All right, let's get into it this morning. We're playing a little catchphrase here on the Joe and Alex Show, and you could win a pair of tickets to WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. That's going on Monday, June 19th at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Our first contestant is Lauren. Hey, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex?
I'm going to go with Team Alex.
Yeah, she is. My girl, Lauren.
You guys like BFFs? I didn't know this.
No, I don't know her. I'm just, you know. Oh. I just like her already.
Oh, okay, interesting. Interesting. Well, let's see if the person that we get next is happy that they're on Team Joe. Jennifer, are you happy you're on Team Joe?
Sure, let's do this.
All right. Just one day I want somebody to be like, yes, that's what I wanted, Team Joe!
I'm so happy to be on Team Joe.
This is the best news ever. All right,
they do, usually.
I'm just kidding there, Jennifer. Yeah, but you've been winning lately, so let's see how it goes today. This is really simple. Alex and Lauren are going to go first. Yeah, you're on the radio. Radio Now 100.9. Turn your radio down, actually. It's going to be Alex and Lauren. First, the key here is to keep on guessing and guessing and guessing. Whoever gets the most words right before the clock runs out is going to win. Let's go with Alex and Lauren. Are you ladies ready?
Yep. You ready, Lauren?
Yep.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Hey, Lauren needs to get out of that wind tunnel or whatever the hell she's in.
Yeah, whatever you're doing so we can hear you. And get off your headset. Come on. She's like, oh, my God, listen right now. Listen, I'm playing live. All right, here we go. Alex and
you
Lauren.
You had two rules, Lauren. You had two rules.
Should we hang up on her?
I followed them, I swear.
Do we have to hang up on her?
Nah, she's good.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, whenever another word for coloring you like to...
Draw?
Yes. Okay, blank service when you're in retail. Person shopping, they're called a what? I love that store because they always give good blank service.
Sales?
No.
Like, customers.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Pretzels, goldfish crackers, Teddy Grahams. Those are a what? Yes. Okay. A haiku is a type of what?
Poem.
Yes. The opposite of short.
Long.
Another word for that. Like, I'm 5 feet what?
Tall.
Yes. The opposite of weak.
Tongue.
Yes, and a cat has these long things that stick out of their face.
Whiskers.
And I wear this in my hair.
A clip, a burrow,
yeah.
A hair tie.
No, keep going.
Ponytail? Hold on.
Nope. Bow.
Seven points go to Alex and Lauren.
All right, is that Lauren or Jennifer that's got a party in the background? Who's got the wild kid and dog and zoo?
That would be Jennifer. I've got my 3-year-old in the car.
Here we are yelling at Lauren. Jennifer's like...
Jennifer's staying all quiet but being loud at the same time. You had two rules, Jennifer. Two rules.
All right, cool. So what's the number to tie a 7-8 to win?
7 points for Alex and Lauren.
All right,
you
Jennifer.
7 to tie Joe, 8 to win.
Are you ready for this, Jennifer?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go. Something stinks. It's got a really bad
smell.
All right, when you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what are you doing?
Counting.
Without the end part of that on there, just single
count.
Word. Yep, okay. A baby, it's something they play with. It can be like a girl or a boy. It's a baby what?
Rattle.
No, it's like, it's almost like it's an example of a baby. It's a baby what?
Doll.
Yes, okay. Dogs have these. Cats have these on the back end. They wag them.
Tail.
Okay, you might want this in your house so nobody can break in. It goes off and makes noise. It's called
alarm.
Yep. They put these yellow signs out when there's water on the ground so you don't fall. What is that? It's
caution.
No, but like that whole situation, like when you're walking somewhere, be careful.
Slip.
That. Hold on.
Fall.
Just like fall. That. Just like it's hold on. It's like that. The area is very wet. You don't want to go there. It's like careful. That area is very
slippery.
Yes. Okay. When a concert's going on, like an artist is going across the country, what are they on?
A bus. A tour.
Just after the buzzer.
Oh, you lost by 1 point, Joe. Alex wins.
Yeah!
Dang it.
Gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song.
Sing it, Indy.
If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. Chicken, chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken, chicken nugget, yeah.
Yeah.
chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken
Don't look
nugget,
at me like that.
Yeah.
Alex is harassing me with her eyes.
The best song in the world. Congratulations, girl.
Way to go. Way to go,
Thank
Lauren
you.
And Alex. Jennifer, what's your kid's name in the background?
Connor.
Connor, what's up, dude? You could have at least gave your mom the answers if you were making all that noise. I'm kidding. Hey, Jennifer, sorry we couldn't pull it off, but Lauren, congratulations. You did win today with Team Alex, and you're getting a pair of tickets to WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. That's going on Monday, June 19th at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I think like last Wednesday or so, gosh, it's been almost a week or so, where Alex talked about how she met a guy on Bumble, or at least swiped on him, and he said something about, what, a sugar daddy?
Yeah, his profile said, P.S., I'm always intrigued by the girls looking for sugar daddies, ha ha, which I was like, well, that's weird because he's not old, he's only 30 and he's hot.
Oh, yeah, that's usually you think they'd be like, what, 60?
Yeah.
Like double that age. Okay. So you swiped right on him and he connected with you?
Yeah, and I just started asking him. I was like, why do you have that in your bio? And he kind of briefly mentioned that, you know, he's been approached on the app from other girls, like asking if he'd be interested in doing it. And he's never actually done it, but he's open to the idea. And then I just stopped him there. I didn't want to talk about it on the app anymore. I just said, can you come on the show? At the time, I said next week, which would be today. And I said, can you come on the show next week and then talk to us more about this? Because I just had so many questions. And he just said, well, it depends. Like, would you be willing to be a sugar baby? And I was like, okay, so he was kind of flirting with me, asking me if I'd be willing to do it with him. And I mean, I'm not going to say...
do what?
Be a sugar baby.
Well, I mean, do it?
I don't know. So that's what I wanted to ask him. Like, what is, as a sugar daddy, what is he wanting? Like, is he wanting sex? Is he wanting someone to hang out with? Because I've heard multiple stories from people, or even our own listeners, who've said they've been sugar babies before, talking about their own experiences, and some don't even have sex.
I figure, though, if you're a sugar baby, you have to at least tug it, right?
I don't know.
You got to do something. All right, well, we actually have this sugar daddy. We're going to actually use our voice changer here.
Okay.
And
he's an attorney and wants everything super private.
So. All right. Hey, good morning, Sugar Daddy, anonymous Sugar Daddy.
Good morning, Mr. Joe.
Hey, wow, you sound really sexy this morning with that voice.
The Buffalo Bill voice changer.
Hi. Wow. Okay.
So, by the way, thanks so much for coming on. I know that was kind of like weird, a girl you don't know on Bumble, but I don't know. So first of all, why you said that girls just straight up ask you to be their sugar daddy on Bumble?
Correct. I mean, full disclosure, I didn't bring it up. They mentioned it to me.
And then it just started getting you kind of interested because you're only 30 and you're like, hot. I feel like you don't need to be a sugar daddy. You can probably get girls without paying them.
I never thought of it, but definitely piqued my interest.
Well, like, how old are the girls that are talking to you on there that are asking this? Are they like, I mean, if you're only 30 and they think of you as a sugar daddy age, are they like 18?
Well, most of them are either, you know, between 20 and 22. If they're not starting like their senior year of college, they're recent college grads, stuff like that.
Okay.
All right, this is interesting. I'm still learning. Like, I don't even know what questions to ask Alex here, like, to poke and prod. Like, okay, so you've never actually done this before, so would you be interested then, you're saying, in Alex being your sugar baby?
I mean, my interests are peaked. Being interested is an understatement, I'd say.
Why are you so interested in, no offense, Alex, but why are you so interested in Alex? Because she's one of many women.
Well, you know, the thing about Alex is, you know, she's young, which is great for the whole sugar baby concept, which, you know, second to that, Alex has a lot of status. People know her. She's got a great personality. She's obviously beautiful. She's been on TV. She doesn't have a face for radio. So, you know, showering her with compliments over the air for the public to hear. But Alex's status, you know, is what really brings me to her, other than just being, you know, friendly, talkative, fun to be around. You know, who doesn't want to be around that?
Well, how much money are you making and how much are you willing to spend? Let's start negotiating here.
Well, glad we have some free moderation for our negotiation here. But, well, I won't give you my exact income, but I mean, I made over $150,000 last year.
Okay.
That's not too shabby at all, man.
What exactly are you expecting me to do if I'm your sugar baby, if I was going to consider it, and how much would you pay me?
Well, the thing is, I don't like to put limits on it, and I want to make sure it's worth your while, first of all. I mean, your time is valuable to everyone, but most importantly, valuable to yourself. I mean, normally I like to start maybe to take you to a work function, which we have a lot of. You know, I'm thinking something around, you know, $500. That's kind of a good starting place. I've never done this before, keep in mind.
Okay, well, so, like, is there sex involved? What are you imagining when you've, like, entertained the idea of having a sugar baby?
I mean, again, I don't like to put limits on it.
What I don't understand is, why is a hot 30-year-old trying to get with young girls and pay them to be with him? Like, you must be into some weird stuff, because I don't understand. Why do you say that?
Why does he have to be into weird stuff?
Because he has to pay a girl to be with him.
All right, Anonymous, are you into weird stuff?
I mean, I'm a bit of a foot guy.
All right, there it is. See?
What do you mean foot stuff?
I mean, you know, feet are attractive. People forget about feet.
I'm going to disagree, but okay. Feet are disgusting.
I mean, guys' feet are.
But women's feet are sexy?
They can be if they're taken care of correctly. And, some people have thrown the high maintenance tag on Alex. I feel like she has great feet.
Okay, but what would I have to do with my feet? Like, do you just look at them from afar? Am I, like, letting you touch them? Do I have to rub them on you? Are you painting my toes for me, taking me for pedicures? Like, what?
Well, I'm a little bit of a pedicurist, I will say. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I've never done that.
Okay.
So what are we doing with the foot? Are you talking, like, I can't believe right now I'm Googling foot fetishes on our work computer. This is not going to end well.
IT's at the door.
But let me ask you this. Are you talking, like... Like, do you want to lick her feet? Do you want to kind of just have her feet touch you like a hand? Do you want her feet to touch certain spots, which would be considered sexual?
Okay.
I mean, do you want her to tickle her with you with the toes? What exactly happened with the feet here?
Here's the thing, Joe. A lot of people don't know if they like feet. So with Alex, she may like to have her feet licked. She may like to have... You know, in between her toes, you know, a little tongue action down there, which is okay.
Ew.
Is that called, like, divide and conquer? What are you calling that?
Well, you know, not all toes are created equal, so you may have to spend a little more time on certain toes, which is okay. I mean, the thing is, I want Alex to enjoy herself.
I don't know if I could. I don't know, man. If it was just going out for lunch, I might consider it, but I don't know if I can get down with the feet stuff.
You couldn't see him in this really sexual voice, just like, you know, looking up at you and be like...
Yeah, the Buffalo Bill voice combined with you talking about licking in between my toes is not getting me there.
Hold on. I want to put the voice changer on me real quick and pretend that I'm him with your feet. Hold on.
This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef.
Ew.
This little piggy had none. This little piggy legally went wee wee all the way home.
Yeah, I don't like that. No.
All right, normal voice now. That's what I just imagined. Sorry. Continue on, Anonymous.
Well, you know, back to what you asked about, you know, Alex and I and how it relates to feet. Like I said, I want her to enjoy it from a foot perspective. But from my perspective, I mean, again, I want Alex to enjoy it. She wants to use her feet. On me, I mean, that's fine. I'm open to that. I'm not paying for the feet. I do happen to enjoy the feet. I'm paying for Alex in general and her company.
Speaking of Alex and her company, I have something that I think we need to address right here. I actually have a question, and I think Alex needs it because I definitely need it answered.
Yeah, last week when we kind of briefly brought up that we might have you on, we had a listener call in and say that she knows you. She knows who I'm talking about because she's seen your Bumble profile. And she said that you're married. So are you married?
Hang on. Don't answer it yet, Anonymous. I want to find out next on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, thanks for listening to the Joe and Alex Show. We are back now, and we are talking about something that happened almost a week ago when it came to somebody matching on Bumble with Alex and saying that, hey, I'm a sugar daddy. Maybe you could be my sugar baby.
Well, he's never been a sugar daddy before, but he kind of wants to with me.
Yeah, he sought you out.
Yeah, and so we've had him on the phone. We've been talking to him, and we kind of left off with last week when we mentioned that we wanted to have you on, Anonymous. We had a listener call in and say that she knows exactly who you are. She's seen your Bumble profile. She knows you personally, and she knows that you are married. So you haven't told us if you're married, so that's what I want to know. Are you trying to be my sugar daddy, but you're actually married?
Last time I counted, I've been married for 4 years, technically.
Oh my God.
What do you mean, technically? So you are married. Okay. Does your wife know about this? Some people are open to stuff. Does your wife know that you would like to... Well, first of all, does your wife know that you're on Bumble? And second of all, does she know that you want to be a sugar daddy?
Well, the thing is, my wife doesn't know much. But she definitely doesn't know that I'm on Bumble. She probably doesn't even know what it is, because before we got together, Bumble didn't even exist.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm out. I was out at the feet, but I'm definitely out now that you're married.
But why, though?
Because you're married and your wife has no idea. So you want to cheat on women with feet? With
Hold on, though. What if Alex doesn't do sexual stuff? Will you still pay her money to hang out?
Yeah, for fun. I mean, the sexual stuff is, you know, not just the cherry on top. You know, it's also the whipped cream.
Why do you need to pay someone to go to lunch with you and hang out with you? You have a wife who will hang out with you for free. Like, she's your freaking wife. Why do you have to pay a girl to go to a work function with you?
Well, you know...
And plus, wait a minute. Before you answer that, also, if you're taking me to a work function, your people that you work with know your wife. So who are you going to say that I am?
You know, it's a gentleman's agreement around our office, you know.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Don't ask, don't tell. You know, we do a lot of good work, but, you know, we're not in the business of being, you know, family people. We're in the business of winning.
All right. Well, like, I get what you're saying, Alex. I don't think it's, like, a bad thing necessarily. Like, if
Well, of course you don't, because you go out to have freaking lunch with girls all the time that while you're married.
Hold
Miss
on.
Whatever you name is, Britt Baker from Fox 59.
You like to throw accusations out there a lot, so let me clear my name before you do that. I had lunch one time with Britt.
Yeah.
Because it does piss me off when you say that. It's total bull. I've hung out with her one time, my wife knew, and you make her sound like she's really trashy. She's not.
I don't think she's trashy. I think you're trashy, but that's a whole other story that we've discussed
on
here.
Don't say that kind of stuff, because that's bull crap.
Okay, well, I don't know what the difference is with him trying to go out with me as a married guy for lunch and you doing that. I don't want
to
do it.
I was trying to say before you did that is that if his wife is okay with it and knows about it, I don't think it's a big deal. But obviously, we're in a situation right now that she doesn't know anything, and I would assume she wouldn't be okay with it, even if it was non-sexual or at the most, maybe he touched your feet.
Yeah, why can't your wife be the one to go with you to functions and have lunch with you? Answer that.
Well, I think she's even more sick of me than I am of her.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible. Why don't you guys go to get counseling or get a divorce? Like, why are you doing this?
Well, the thing is, for as educated as I am and Indiana state law, there was no prenuptial agreement. And my wife does work, but that stuff wasn't organized prior to this. Let's just say that.
Okay, so you're just kind of like waiting to figure out what you're going to do?
Well, I know what I want to do. And I just told you that a few minutes ago, but I don't know. I don't know how to go about doing it. Obviously, everything's out there on the table, and...
We need an answer here. Alex, are you going to hang out with this anonymous attorney? He's going to pay you good money to hang out. Are you interested? Yes or no?
No, I'm not doing that. I also am curious, are you and your wife still sleeping together even though you're fighting? Are you sleeping together and then you're also trying to be a sugar daddy on the side, or are you guys not having sex anymore?
Well, we are sleeping together. I mean, we, you know... Not often, but I think as much as any other experienced married couple.
Yeah, roll over, accidentally poke somebody. How you
surprising.
Doing?
That's surprising. That is really surprising to me. If you guys are having sex, but then you want to go like rub some other chick's feet, I don't know.
But he's saying it's not sexual, though, Alex. I think in your mind, you're perverting what he's trying to do, and he's saying it's not like that.
This is crazy.
Let me ask you this, Anonymous, as we kind of wrap up here. Have you given any thought to, because it's not sexual, to a guy? Like, for example, I'm sure my wife wouldn't mind if maybe we hung out and, you know, you bought me stuff and, you know, you could buy me food.
Well, see, at that point, I'd be afraid that you, in this case, Joe, would just be using me for money. But, you know.
What do you think the girls are doing?
The thing is, I like the attention. That's what it's all about. Not getting it at home.
I'll give you attention. What do you need?
Some TLC wouldn't hurt.
Oh, my.
Okay, so maybe it is a little more sexual than we thought.
Well, you win, Anonymous, for... AA, anonymous attorney.
If I win, does that mean you're interested?
No, you win for being one now the top creepiest dating experience, if you want to call it that, in Indy that I've had now, because I've had a lot, but this now takes the cake over the other ones.
I'm a little weirded out that you're not interested in me.
Are you kidding? Okay. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not the girl to do this. There might be some women listening if they want to call in, and then off the air we can give you their information. And if they want us to share it with you,
no, they can just find him on Bumble. You'll see his thing. I don't want to be, if he is married, I don't want to actually mess crap up anymore. I'll let him do it on his own.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Anonymous, you have a great day, and sorry I couldn't set you and Alex up if you ever change your mind.
Yeah, good luck, bro.
Appreciate it, friends. Just a quick message to anybody that's going to get on Bumble and look for him. Make sure your age is set up to 30.
Oh, my God.
All right, bye.
Swipe right.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and our Facebook is Radio Now 100.9. Do you think Alex made the right decision by saying no to the sugar daddy? I mean, you could have been a sugar baby.
Alex, he should have did it. I mean, all he wants to do is see your feet and maybe play with them a little bit.
Oh my gosh. I put his actual screenshot of his Bumble profile, by the way, up on Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
You can make some money.
Wow, sugar daddy status. That's what Alex is denying, apparently, to this guy that wants her to be his little sugar baby here.
We love sugar babies. Oh, boy, sugar babies. We love sugar babies. Wow, they're so young. Everyone,
yeah.
They're a happy and full of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, the longer he's with her, with his wife, the more of his money and stuff that she's entitled to. Haley said, I saw that guy online a while ago. He kept asking for pictures of my feet.
I mean, if you're into feet, you're into feet. That's not my thing, but that's kind of interesting. Let's talk to Kelsey. Kelsey, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Were you on Tinder or Bumble? You see this guy?
Yeah. So I was on Tinder trying to date around for the first time. I'm a single mom. And... it was the first time in like 3 years, and I came across him and then this other guy, and I added them both on Snapchat, not knowing that he had a wife and kids. He has two kids,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, gosh.
And I was kind of asking the same questions, like, hey, do you guys live together? Does she know about this? And he said no. And the thing, I was listening all morning while taking my son to pre-K, but I didn't realize it until you said attorney, because that's the whole reason that I matched with him on Tinder in the first place, is because I'm in school of law and he's an attorney. So I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Maybe kind of networking, which right. ties to Joe. So he told me that he was married and that he had these kids and everything. And then on Snapchat was sending me messages asking, you know, like, what I'm open to in the bedroom. He's bedroom-based. He's not out for anything other than bedroom stuff.
What'd you tell him you were open to? Were you open to anything?
At the time, I wasn't really sure because, like I said, it was the first time that I had put myself out there in about 3 years or so. So I ended up, embarrassingly enough, sending a message that was supposed to go to him to this guy that I've been serious with for
no.
a while now.
Oh, no. Wait. What did you send? Did you send him your feet?
No, it was not my feet. But,
a nude?
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And I was actually... I was at the zoo with my son, and we were taking a break, and... sent that message on Snapchat. And
wait, you sent a freaky picture at the zoo?
No, not a picture, but a message.
Oh, okay, a little dirty yeah. talk. Gotcha. All right, well, hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
I'm sugar baby, the real sugar baby. All you other sugar babies are just imitating someone. The real sugar baby, please jump up. Please jump up. Please jump
yes,
up.
Yes, it's not me. I'm not the real sugar baby.
Let's talk to Katie. Katie, have you been a sugar baby before?
I have, yes.
How'd it go?
I've had two experiences. Both were actually really nice experiences. The first one, I was kind of like the girl that just called in. I was a single mom. I was just trying to, like, get extra money, and I met this guy. Now, there's actually a lot of websites. Like, one is, like, seekingarrangements.com
mm-hmm.
for
I've heard girls of that. That,
yeah, for girls that just want to go and find a sugar daddy. And I set up a profile, and this guy was actually overseas, and he just wanted someone to keep him company while he was over there. Like, he didn't have anybody. All he wanted was just to, like, communicate, email back and forth, pictures, like, just give him the
pictures of
that,
what?
I mean, naughty pictures.
Okay.
But I mean, it was really just like the companionship. And then I actually had another sugar daddy who was here in Indy. He was from the south side. I'm from the north side.
How much were you getting paid here in Indy?
I mean, it depended on, like, the kind of event that we went to.
Did you have to have sex with him?
I did not have sex with him. I'm engaged. My fiancé knew about this.
Whoa!
And Alex, I'm like you. If they were married, I wasn't into it. But
yeah.
this guy, he was getting a divorce. He showed me the divorce papers. I mean, I was there when his attorney called, so I knew that it was legit.
So while you were engaged, what did the Southside Indie Sugar Daddy want you to do?
I mean, he literally just had a lot of work functions. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, he would put his arm around me and, like, give me a kiss on the cheek and a kiss on the lips here and there. And my fiancé knew about all of this.
And what did he pay you?
Yeah, what was your from where to where, like, your average money you were making?
I mean, if we, like, went to dinner and then went to a work event, I was making anywhere from, like, $300 to $500.
Oh my God! Do you have his number still? I don't care if my wife does. I want my wife to go out with him immediately.
He could kiss Joe on the lips.
No, seriously, that's a hell of a deal. Why don't you keep that going?
Well, I mean, because it was time for, you know, me to get married, and then he asked me. He was like, "Well, would you ever consider leaving?" And then that's when I was kind of like, "You know, this was nice, but this isn't, like, going in the direction either of us want it to."
And was he hot? Like, was he a gross, like, crunchy old man, or was he, like, attractive?
No, he's so hot. Like, I'm a personal trainer, and, we would go to the gym together.
What did he do for a living?
He actually owns his own business.
Okay. Interesting. Gosh, stuff, wow. Man. I could just go for days just asking people questions.
I know, but it's like, honestly, old man. As long as my wife wasn't hooking up with him, I'd have no problem if she went out with some man.
What about
man.
Kissing him on the lips?
Well, I don't even like to kiss my wife on the lips. So
oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's all yours, buddy. Do your thing. Sugar baby love. Sugar baby love. Man, I feel so bad for this dude. And I think we've all been in this position. Maybe it wasn't your first day in the job, but, you know, you had something where it's like, oh, my gosh, I really screwed up big time here. A 24-year-old truck driver was passing through a town in New York yesterday morning when he made a big mistake. He tried to drive under a low-hanging bridge in that town and got the truck stuck. The trailer was ripped apart in the process. To make matters worse, it was the trucker's first day on the job. Like, he just got hired in one of his first routes and just knocks everything over. He was issued a traffic ticket, and I'd be surprised if they keep him. I mean, I guess you put some investment, you know, you put some training into an employee, but do you keep him after that first big mess up where you hit the bridge and then you, like, destroy the truck?
I don't know, man. I mean, if he's never done it before, those trucks are really hard to drive.
I've done some mistakes. Like, one time when I worked at a car wash, I did that for like 4 or 5 years. It was the best job ever when I first started part-time in radio, just to get my foot in the door. I had to have another job. And I was detailing somebody's car. And that, so, like, you have to clean the outside. So we took it through the car wash spot. And I got out real quick because I drove it up to myself and had to hit the code and jump back in. Well, I accidentally left it in drive.
Oh, no.
But thank God it was, like, creeping along slow. But I got in there because, like, oh, crap, but it started going through the wash.
Yeah.
I was able to get it, like, it stayed on the track, but that could have been terrible. And then I love McDonald's. They're a big supporter of the show, too, but I just wish that I could have done better there. I worked at a McDonald's at an outlet mall where I grew up at, so there's a high traffic area. A lot of people would come there to go shopping from all across the state where I was at, and I just sucked. I couldn't read the screen up there. It's like, hey, we need 2 double quarter pounder or something like that. But I messed everything up. I made cheeseburgers with Big Mac buns, which looked hysterical just to begin with, like a double cheeseburger with a Big Mac bun. I was putting the wrong sauce on there. I was putting, like, Big Mac sauce on cheeseburgers, which is, I call a good taste. They should have been thanking me. But I worked 1 5-hour shift, and I got, like, my free meal, and that was it. So I didn't do anything as bad as this guy where he just screwed up royally, but I'm kind of wondering if anybody, 317-239-1009, did something really bad at work. Like, oh my God, I screwed up so bad. I can't believe I did that. Did you guys do anything where you remember, like, oh, it was so embarrassing when you did it at work?
I've never epically really screwed up at work, like, something that bad. Of course, I've made mistakes at work, but it wasn't anything like that. But my boss at my very first job ever, which was a dinner theater where you, like, go, you eat out of a buffet, and then you sit down and watch a live play or a musical.
Yeah.
My boss, we were standing at the hostess stand waiting to, like, take people to their seats, and she gambled on a fart and lost, and she crapped her pants.
Oh, no.
At the hostess stand, and she told all of us that she pooped her pants and had to go home.
That is terrible.
Gambling.
She had a terrible epic fail at work.
Feeling lucky, feel lucky, feel lucky, feel lucky. Oh, no!
And everyone knew that she had pooped her pants. God.
What was she wearing?
Just like,
hopefully,
you know,
like, dark brown or black.
A pantsuit or something.
A what
suit? She was a gross human being. She was always farting, always.
Well, that's natural. You can't judge people. You probably
your
average
boss at work farting out loud and, like, giggling when you're around food and stuff. It's disgusting.
Well, you do fart, though, on average 14 times a day.
Yeah,
fun
but she
fact.
Would purposely be like, hey, everybody quiet. And then she would fart. Like, she was just a gross.
She sounds like a fun boss.
She was
Is that
gross.
A legit stat, Joe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. On average, your body passes gas all the time. That's why when I love women, like, I don't fart. Like, yeah, you do every day. You may not realize it.
14
but
times.
Yeah,
you do.
Everybody does, but I'm saying she was like a man about it. Like, she's like, hey guys, listen to this. Like, she was gross.
Too much gambling. You're gonna lose one day.
317-239-1009. She put it all on brown. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. I want to know what went wrong at work. Maybe it was that new employee. Maybe it was you. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you do? You just screwed up royally on the job. This guy started as a truck driver, 24 years old. His first day, he goes under one of those low bridges and just destroys the entire truck. So
poor guy.
I feel like he's not going to have another job anytime soon, at least with that company. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Andrea says, worked at a car wash and I was spraying this lady's car and she rolled her window down. Needless to say, she got soaked.
I did that before too. Like, you think they're good. And, like, hey, can I get one of those towels to wipe my car?
Boom.
Blasted this old lady. I'm sorry. It's terrible, but it's funny. Let's talk to Alicia. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're trying to figure out, like, what messed up at your job. Like, what'd you do wrong?
So, particularly, it wasn't me. I just want to get that out there.
Oh,
right
of course.
So
it was definitely not you. We knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I worked for a cemetery. I was a burial administrator. And what that entails is basically I do all the legal paperwork for somebody to be buried.
Whoops. Sorry. I accidentally hung up on you. God, I got fat fingers. Call back. Oh, I wanted to hear that one.
Joe. Dang it.
I'm sorry. I was trying to put somebody else on hold. I had a brain fart. I'm human. I screw up and I suck sometimes. 317-239-1009. Please call back because I want to hear what your job entails as a burial administrator. Dang it. Can I go home? I don't deserve.
Well, you can add this to the list of the things that you
messed
up. Yeah,
one
right?
time I was doing a show here with Joe and Alex and I hit the wrong button just for giggles. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
It's Alicia.
Oh, back from the dead. Sorry, I hung up on you. Continue. I'm locking you in right now. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, what'd you say? You're at a funeral home or something?
Yeah, a cemetery.
Okay.
I'm just going to let you guys I'm walking out of the room so I don't screw this up. You guys talk to her.
All right, Alicia, go ahead. You messed up her name, too. It's Alicia. Go ahead.
So I marked everything. Everything was good to go. And I came back the next day, and they were doing the funeral or the graveside committal service. And I looked out there and I thought, well, that looks a little off, but I didn't say anything. I went out a few minutes later and she's in the wrong spot and they're at the wrong grave.
Yikes.
And I thought, how did this happen? And they're like, what's wrong? I said, bro, dude, she's in the wrong spot.
Yikes.
Like, she's like two plots over from where she's supposed to be. So they buried her in somebody else's property.
So did they unbury her when the family left? Please tell me they did.
So, it's a very messy situation. But luckily, we got another family to sell that family that property and kind of switched properties a little bit. So we had a little paperwork to do, but luckily, the family understood. So what happened was, the grave digger thought I put it in the wrong place. In reality, I marked in the right spot, but he thought he knew where she was supposed to go and put her in the wrong spot.
That silly grave digger.
No kidding.
That's silly grave digger.
I ain't saying he's a grave digger.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Will. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, yo?
Hey, so you're a server. What'd you do?
Well, so I was working at this wedding vineyard. It was it's at the old Indianapolis insane asylum.
Ooh.
Spoopy. Yeah,
it was kind of creepy. But I was the wife, the bride, was asking, like, I don't know, they were serving spaghetti or they were serving pasta.
Yeah, right. Food, anything.
And I tripped when I was giving it to them, and I tripped and I spilt it all over her.
Oh, gosh.
What a waste of good spaghetti.
I felt so bad.
Did you still get a tip?
No.
No, you spill it on the bride, there's no way you're going to get a tip.
Well, accidents happen.
White and red go good together.
I still would have tipped. Gosh, that's awful. That's like a worst nightmare scenario.
Hey, thank you, buddy, for the call this morning. Let's talk to Nick. You ended up ripping something. What did you rip?
I ripped my pants all the way from my crotch like to my lower knee. Like from one hip to my other knee, like all the way down.
Were you like, hey, check this out? You like what you see?
A couple customers seen, but I went to the back and I told my boss, I was like, I have to go home. And he was like, why? And I showed him and he just died laughing at me. It was really, really bad.
Did he send you home though? Like, or did he make you keep on working?
He sent me home, but he told me to come back. I did.
Shelby says at Joan Alex Show on Twitter, worked at Crackers as a server, had 8 frozen drinks on a tray, tripped and spilled it all over 15 people. 15.
If I was her, I just would have sat there like, okay, that cost me money. I just would have grabbed a straw, laid on the floor. I'm like,
drank it.
I just would suck up the frozen drinks like this is not being that kind of day.
Hold up, drank.
If you got something where you messed up royally on the job, we want to hear about it. Radio Now 100.9, that's our Facebook page. Or hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Yo, 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 yo. Interesting stuff going on this morning all across social media. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what's happening, but have you seen what Donald Trump, it's the number one trending thing on Twitter right now. Hashtag, it looks like coffee. It's COVFEFE.
Covfev or something? I don't know what he was trying to say.
It's a midnight tweet from President Donald Trump, and it was saying, despite the constant negative press confate, he probably meant like coverage.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm assuming, but it left a lot of people like saying, well, what exactly is he doing? And I love people. Like, there's somebody sitting around right now, they're like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take press coverage of his, and I'm going to make it into something. They actually like found audio and twisted it around, so it sounds like he's singing that word. Like, however you would say.
Covfev.
Something like that. Here, listen. They put it into like a little 10-second song clip.
Sometimes the internet is a great place.
It's an amazing place at sometimes. Now, here's the thing. I kind of, I guess, have something in common with him because that would be me, right? Out of anybody in the group, I'd be the person that misspells a tweet or something on social media.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no denying that for sure. That's me. All right, another thing that I saw, and Alex, you actually brought this to my attention too, but I was reading through, I'm like, ooh, this is just kind of interesting stuff. It's kind of a little bit, it's sad for sure, but it's also a little bit creepy. Is remember that Pulse shooting that happened, that nightclub?
Yes.
That where all those people were killed inside just trying to have a good time? Well, a Pulse shooting survivor actually died in Florida the other day in a car crash.
Oh, that's terrible.
This 20-year-old was obviously a private person after the attack and was just driving, doing their thing, and lost control of her Mitsubishi Lancer, crossed the median and crashed head-on into a northbound vehicle. This happened on Memorial Day. Troopers said the crash killed both drivers.
Oh, and, that's so sad.
And they're looking into it. They don't know if alcohol played a role in it or not. I mean,
that's kind of weird, though, because it's like Final Destination. Like, you know what I mean? Like, someone tried to kill her once before, then like a year later, then another way to die finds her. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like those Final Destination movies, which is what's creepy.
And at least with I, too, like, have you ever had a close call? Like, maybe you've been in a car accident or
not
something
that
else
I know
happened?
Of, but I constantly am in fear that, like, I'm being stalked or a serial killer almost picked me once or something like that. You know, I'm always thinking that.
Do you worry, producer? Okay, you feel like, I feel like you're pretty chill. You're like, yeah, whatever.
Yo, do I worry about dying?
Well, like, yeah, like, are you freaked out, like that you just escaped death or something, that it might happen again?
I don't know. I think of all the close calls I've had, and,
Have you almost died before?
Yeah, have you had a close call?
I mean, it was pretty close, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
tell
us. My foot got stuck in an escalator, and it was going down, and you see those little claws of death, and you see it going, it's like,
my
foot was about to turn into shredded meat, but then somebody stopped it. Somebody stopped it.
Right,
like,
in time?
About, like, 2 or 3 steps
above. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Were you screaming?
I was like, hey, stop the escalator. I was a little kid, but I still knew it. And if there was a button on the escalator that you push underneath there. Yeah.
He's like, excuse me, sir. Sir, could you stop the... I'm about to get grinded up like hamburger.
Oh, my gosh. That is seriously so scary.
I could have been a peg leg.
Oh, my God. What if it would have taken the whole thing of you? Just started with your leg and just, like, slowly pulled you in.
Ate me up.
Like a wood chipper.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, my gosh. Joe and Alex Show, you could tweet us because I don't think we have enough time for calls right now. But if anything like that ever happened to you, where you had like a close call, like a feel like a Final Destination moment, I never even. Thanks for sharing that. I never knew that. That's
scary.
Insane.
Yeah, we don't talk about our escalator of death all the time.
I might have to avoid escalators from now on.
I'm surprised that you even go to the mall because you like going to the mall. I would be like, screw that. I'm not going anywhere. It's got to be a flat store.
He's a mall rat.
Oh, And this story right here is something I've noticed when we went out for lunch, but I was kind of wondering what you guys think. Americans waste food because we're confused, and, well, I guess because we can. They're saying that researchers want to know why we waste so much food so that we can actually, you know, study and try to save it. Because in America, we're like one of the only countries where we waste food all the time. Now, when you guys go out to eat, do you
In America, you get served too much. They give you a plate that could feed a family of 10.
Not all the time. Sometimes you get them on those square plates, and there's like three things on there with garnish.
Yeah. It's either nothing or not enough.
Well, one of the things in the research said that a factor is, yes, Americans, we obviously can get more food for our buck in other countries. It's way more expensive for the food, and portion sizes, majority of the time, are larger here in America compared to other countries and spots around the world. But I just know with myself, like when I used to go out with my buddy Nick, we used to do like always, we call it Taco Friday, whatever reason. We always went to this Mexican place on Friday or every
Taco
weeks.
Taco Friday.
I know. No, it's screwed up. You should have Taco Tuesday, yeah. But we just did it on Fridays because our bosses usually pay.
That makes me
and
uncomfortable.
And he was like a little bean pole, and he would never finish his food. It always bothered me. He had like legit at least a half of like skillet or a big plate of like chicken fajitas he didn't even like touch into. And I always just like, hey, don't throw that away.
Maybe he was starving during the week and he needed to take something home for leftovers.
No, he never took it.
Oh, he just threw it away.
That's my point. He just said you could leave it. So like I it killed me every single time. I just wanted to take the food with me.
I mean, I do it because I don't eat leftovers, so it grosses me out.
That's,
so like if I don't finish
my
food,
mind.
It's getting thrown away.
Why don't you eat leftovers? They're the same food.
No, it tastes completely different. When you put leftover food in the microwave or something, it tastes nasty. It's like soggy. It's not even the same.
Yeah, I don't do it. It doesn't compare to the original.
So you guys just leave it there.
I don't believe in microwaves. I've never used my microwave one time since I've lived in my apartment.
What if you got a steak? You got like a big steak, like 20-ounce steak. And you only eat like 10 ounces.
Then it gets thrown away.
God, my gosh.
Joe, we'll take the other 30 ounces.
No, I would. I would even, and I'm gross too, like with other people's germs. I get paranoid, but I would cut around your teeth marks. You wouldn't do that?
No.
Oh, my, why? Oh, that blows my mind.
I did date this guy once, and oh, I love dating him because I never can finish my food, and he would always like, are you done? And then eat the rest of mine. And so I was like, oh, wow, I'm not a food waster for once in my life. So I love dating him.
Hey, why'd you guys break up?
I don't remember.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Ian.
What's up, Ian? What'd you want to say?
Oh, yeah. I've actually had a close call before.
What happened?
It happened like last year. Fiance, I actually don't know how to swim.
Oh, you almost drowned. Oh my gosh. Did somebody save you?
I almost drowned. Yes, my dad saved me. I was so terrified.
Aww.
I was so confident that I was like
gonna be able to do your thing and just kind of like paddle along. You know what we gotta get you, dude? And not even joking, water wings. You need those water wings. Those things are legit.